Ellis thought about her run-in with Mike all the way back to her shop. Boom. She felt boom. Damn it. It shook her. Why, out of all the single men in the world, did she have to feel it with Mike Edwards? He was the man who had once ignored her, who had forgotten her, who had slept with her sister. And yet, when she saw him, her hormones went crazier than a teenage boy's watching a dirty movie. It must be the lack of sex making her crazy. It had been 6 months since she broke up with Jack. 6 months since she'd had any type of physical interaction with a man. 6 very long dry months. Or it could be that the crush she'd once had on him had never completely melted away. Because when Mike's big hand came out to grab her wrist, her mouth went dry. It took her back 4 years. To the first time he'd set his hand on her skin. To that time in life when she still believed in love and loyalty and thought butterflies farted rainbows. She shook her head. It probably wasn't boom. Maybe it was just a severe case of horniness or indigestion. Either way, she was screwed. She returned to her shop, sized me up, and stopped to speak to Cherry, her college-age salesgirl, in an effort to avoid the pile of work that was waiting for her. How's business, kid?
Same as when you left, boss lady.
No customers? She said with a sigh.
No customers.
She wasn't expecting customers to swarm to the doors in the hour she was away, but she'd hoped for at least one. Size Me Up had been open 5 months, and Ella still knew very little about running a clothing store. Except, of course, what she learned from the internet when she Googled how to run a clothing store. Realistically, she knew her store would take a little while to get off the ground. With no money for advertising, she had only word of mouth to rely on. On the bright side, business was building. She was getting new customers every day, but she was barely breaking even. She had spent so much money on the decor, the stock, and the rent that she estimated it would take at least 2 years to regain her original investment. She couldn't even afford to take home a paycheck for herself, relying instead on her now meager savings to keep her afloat.